What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages? Doing a little live right here, real quick. Making sure my lips ain't ashy. Wasn't a haircut still, but anyway. Be greedy when others are fearful. This is a phrase that was coined by Mr. Buffett, and that we are seeing a lot of volatility in the market right now. I'm seeing a lot of people become very fearful, right? Right now, what do you think is causing us to this market downturn? It's the coronavirus is going around, causing a lot of fear in the market, and the market is built off of fear and greed. And also, right now, you notice, obviously, this is not greed, so we're almost at correction stage, right? And I want to let everybody know that's coming in, hit the thumbs up button, that's catching it live, that you got to be greedy when others are fearful. Right now, there's a lot of fear. The market is projecting on the future, right? Oh, Yvonne says, hey, Prince, Minneapolis, Minnesota. What's going on? Minneapolis, that's the home of Dairy Queen. Shout out to Troy Bader, CEO of Dairy Queen. But I want to say this to be, and I'm going to tell you guys, exactly, guys and girls, exactly what I'm being greedy on, right? So let's take a look at overall what's going on. You know, the coronavirus breaks out in China. It's a big Asian thing, and it's kind of spreading throughout the country, right? And as thing, Kendrick, what's going on? Who is that? OKC boy, the markets have gone down too much for it to be just the virus causing this. No, it's not the virus. It's the fear. It's the fear. So the market is projecting on the future, right? So it all started really with Apple. Apple came out and put out a report saying our sales are going to slow due to the coronavirus manufacturing shutting down in China. So we're going to be able to produce less phones. Then we produce less phones. This is what's going to happen. Proud Dad, what's going on? He said, what's up, Prince? Atlanta, Georgia here. Not going to lie, when I checked my accounts this morning, it made me think about changing my strategy. Yes, this, you got to look at this. This is fear, right? This is the opportunity when you're going to buy. Now I'm going to go ahead and get to the point and tell you what I'm buying or what I like to buy in these particular situations. So first of all, look at the sector that's taking the biggest hit. The top two biggest companies that's taking the biggest hits have been technology and energy, right? I like technology because right now I'm talking to you guys and girls on a MacBook, and also I use Microsoft every day, have used it for the last 20 years, and I've been a Mac guy for at least the past decade or so, right? So I'm looking at, in the technology sector, look at the MAGA. I like to look at the MAGA. I like to look at those big technology companies like a Microsoft and an Apple, and I like to look for opportunities, right? So when people see their accounts going down, they see, oh, man, I'm really getting hit right now. This is when fear starts to seep in. This is when the seasonal investor starts to buy, right? This is why people keep cash on hand. People keep cash on hand for situations like this. So when we look at the market, people say, oh, man, the market's getting slammed. It got to be more than Corona. Think about it. All of our manufacturing is done out of Asia and China. If these manufacturing companies are shut down, that means that all our Nike shoes, for example, all of our Apple, all of our, even Microsoft, they're getting their chips made out of China, right? That's why we won the trade war, or winning the trade war, because China's the one that makes everything. We're the one that buy it. So let's break it down to simplistic way of thinking. Let's take you, for example, right? You have somebody that makes your CDs, right? And you are an artist. So the person makes your CDs and you go off and sell your CDs for a profit. Right. So you call your manufacturer. You say, hey, I need 1,000 CDs. Your manufacturer says, hey, due to the coronavirus, we had to shut down our manufacturing. We shut down our manufacturing. Now they can't make my 100 CDs, or they only can make 50 CDs. Now that's automatically going to slow down how many CDs I'm able to sell. If that slows down how many CDs I'm able to sell, that means that takes down my overall profit. Right. And Wall Street has already projected what they think Apple is going to make. It's already projected out what you think Apple, Microsoft, all these companies are going to make. So now when I have something like this happen and it slows down my manufacturing, it slows down my ability to sell. That scares people on Wall Street because everything is about earnings, 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 growing earnings. That's what everybody's worried about, aka making a profit. That's what everything runs on, business. Nobody wants to care about what happened or who, what, why. They want to look at, are you making money? So when you look at something like this, this is slowing down your ability to make money. If it slows down your ability to make money, the price of stocks go up, not because of what they're doing right now. They're going up or down, projected upon what they expect them to do, right? The coronavirus, I don't want to get into this because I know I'm doing a topic tonight in Hawaii, but this is what people are looking at. This is why things are going down. So now what am I buying? What am I looking into? Technology sector, I like Apple. I like Microsoft, right? Apple has dropped from $325, I want to say it was, to now it's like $280-something dollars when I purchased a couple shares today. Pays a nice dividend, and it's a trillion-dollar company. One of my buddies called me last night and said, Prince, man, look, I've been thinking about getting Apple, but it's so expensive. It's at $300-something dollars. Now it's at $200-something. So I said, hey, you know what? What was Apple at before the stock split? And he looked and he looked. He said, well, I'm not sure. Apple was at $700 before the stock split. So Apple was trading for over $700 when it wasn't even worth $1 trillion. Now it's a $1 trillion company and it's trading for 300 or now 200 because of the coronavirus. I see those are opportunities to come clean up. If you got something you want to sell, I'm taking it, right? This is when the rich people become wealthy, or people move up in classes because they take advantage of fear. Now, this is a grave fear. Have we hit recession marks yet? No. We're kind of teetering with the correction. A correction is when we fall down 10% from our all-time high. We haven't hit the 10%. We're kind of teetering with it right now, but we haven't gotten it. I think we got about 400 or 500 points before, last time I looked at it, right? That's correction. That's 10%. Recession is 20%. Right. So right now, if you think this is bad, we haven't even hit a recession. Just imagine when a recession hits, how you got to have a strong stomach as a long-term investor. We know the bull, which is the upside, the things that go up. We know the bull will win in the long run. But as the bull wins in the long run, every now and then you're going to have the bear come out and scare everybody. The bear is going to come out, scare everybody. It's going to make everything over the market red. It's going to be blood everywhere. This is the time you buy. Another thing is, Prince, I'm not comfortable with buying a particular stock. I'm scared or whatever the case may be. Now, just like how you was buying stocks as they were going up, you got to do the reverse thing and buy stocks as they're going down. You got to do reverse dollar cost averaging. It's not really reverse. It's still dollar cost averaging, but on the bear side. So stocks are dropping, you buying a little bit more. Every time you see that you open up, markets are dropping, you're buying a little bit more. Just why everybody was excited when stocks were going up. Everybody was buying and, ooh, I'm making money. Oh, yeah, everybody was glad. Now, this is the side of investing. It's just like this, right? Let's take me. I own some land. I own a couple businesses that I invested in, right? I don't get updates every day on what those companies are doing, right? I don't get updates. So I purchased some land last year, like 3 pieces of land. I get a letter in the mail, real story, I get a letter in the mail from a company saying, hey, we want to buy your land for 300% more than what you purchased for it. I didn't budge. I said, okay, nice. That was like a quote. It'd be the same thing if I got a piece of thing that said, hey, we want to purchase your land for 50% less than what you purchased for it. I don't go, oh my God, the land value is going down. Oh my God, the land value. I just say, hey, well, whatever. Throw it in the drawer, keep moving. It's the same thing with your house. You buy a house for $300,000. And while you're living in the house, somebody come knock on your door and say, hey, I buy your house for $250,000. You don't start biting your nails. Oh, my God, my house value is going down. You're living in the house. You're like, okay, cool, but no thank you. You continue to live in your house, right? So it's the same thing. The only difference when it comes down to the asset class of stocks is that we get up to the second updates. Every second we get an update. We are seeing every little second move and people react to that. So the thing about it is to know that this is just like when you buy a piece of a company. You know, it's a company that I purchased. I bought a piece of years ago, right? A startup that I invested in years ago. I haven't even seen a penny back from that company, right? So I haven't seen an update. So I don't get updates on it. So I don't do any knee-jerk reactions. But when you purchase a stock like an Apple or Microsoft or Google or Amazon, all these guys, you're getting to the second updates on the market. So we know the market will win in the long run. While we're running down that long run, I like to say you ride the bull, but you got to tame the bear. It's something I told everybody last year, years ago. The market will come down. We will see a correction. We will have a recession. That's part of the business cycle. But guess what? If I can time the market, like people always say the market's going to crash, we know it's going to crash. But if you knew the exact date and time, that's when it's worth money. But let's get to some of these questions. Kendrick says, I think the market is looking at the supply chain more than anything. Yes, this is what the market is doing. They're looking at the supply chain. Daryl, photographer guy, I'm up. I'm looking at Ford and CenturyLink stock. I don't know about Ford and CenturyLink, but okay. OKC boy said, so Apple and a few others, okay. So Apple and a few others are the only companies holding up to the whole market. Oh, no. They're falling down too. Right? OKC energy is trending down before the virus. Yeah. But they're definitely trending down now. Because if you're going down while the market is going up, you're really going to go down now. OKC boy said manufacturing was a recession, was in a recession before the virus, and the service sector was coming right behind it. So when manufacturing, when you look at it, when manufacturing is considered to be a leading indicator, right? So before the market crashes, manufacturing was slow. That's why everybody's concerned about the coronavirus, not because of the virus itself. It creates fear because it is affecting manufacturing. And if manufacturing drops, everything else drops. So just put this in the same simple way of thinking, if something happens at the warehouse or if the factory workers stop working, then you don't see anything, right? Hold on for a second. Somebody just donated $5. Deadly Rivera. He said, I'll put some in the jar for the knowledge. I'm hoping to But hey, first of all, I appreciate Deadly River for donating. Rivera. I can see it's a little far off. But anybody out there that want to donate to me, instead of donating to me, I'm not a charity case. I'm not homeless. I'm okay. But I would rather you go out and purchase a copy of Wesley Learns, right? That supports everything. That's what keeps me moving. That's what keeps everything else going. So definitely I appreciate that, right? And he said, thanks for the knowledge and stuff like that. But take advantage when you're seeing everybody get scared of something. That's when you buy, right? So let's go. Okay, so Kendrick is saying this is more than enough to bring back some manufacturing. Totally understand that it will be 5 to 10% is bad either. Okay, yeah. So basically, Apple comes the entire economy. So Apple was the first one that said, hey, we're experiencing, due to the coronavirus in China, they shut down a lot of factories. When they shut down a lot of factories, we're not going to be able to get as much merchandise. That's hurting our supply chain. Then when people say, whoa, that's happened to Apple, then what about a company like Nike? What about a company like Microsoft? So when people start to worry about, hey, companies can't get their supplies, this could affect future earnings. And nobody is out there betting on what's happening right now. They're looking at the future, right? It's not like, oh, everybody's going to get sick, we're going to die. Everybody's betting on the future of like, man, this could really start to hurt things, right? So this is what's happening. So when I look at this, I look at it and say, who's going to probably rebound from this the most? And usually the person that has the highest jump up is the person who came down the most, right? WJ, what's going on? WJ says, what are thoughts on the SPX short term? What's your thoughts on, I don't know about Verb there, Mark. But SPX, I'm thinking you're talking about SPX. SPXS you're talking about, WJ? I'm thinking you're talking about shorting the market right now. You know, sorry, I'm a glass half full guy, but someone has to play that role. Yes, I'm definitely a bull. We know the bull is going to win, right? And when a recession comes, it lasts about 2 years. I'm happy. I hope a recession comes. I hope the market crashes. And I hope it stays crashed for 2 years and it bounced back up right when I retire. That's me. Exactly. Be fearful. Be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy. When you see everybody selling, everybody getting scared. Notice they in the headlines it said the coronavirus fear, right? The coronavirus fear, and that's a clear sign to get greedy. So I look at companies like I look at big, sturdy, profitable companies that are taking a hit right now. This is my chance to jump in. This is Christmas, you know. Not all the way. We haven't even got, you know. We got to go deeper. Way more room to go deeper. But I don't know how much deeper it's going to go. If I did, I probably wouldn't be sitting here on this microphone, right? Which companies are the best trading platforms right now? Proud Dad says, I like TD Ameritrade, E-Trade. Those are the top two that I use. Yovana says, is this a good time to buy gold stock? No. This is the time you're supposed to be selling gold. Like me, for example, I'm selling gold, I'm selling bonds, and I'm buying things like Microsoft, and I'm buying things like Apple. That's exactly what I did today. Because bonds are up, gold is kind of creeping up. This is the time you sell gold. The time to buy gold is when the market was doing good. Like last week, when we're hitting all-time highs, I was buying gold. Because usually when the market's going up, gold is going down. Usually. But market, you know, crazy lately that gold and the market's been going up at the same time. But usually everybody will run the gold, everybody will run the bonds, things like that, right? Okay, who we got here? Prince. Hot Boy Q. Prince, you helped me to be ready for this by mentioning you had the S dial in your profile. Exactly, the S dial. S dog. S dog is when the Dow Jones goes up, down, this goes up in value. CLX is making money. But who else? Yes, you're seeing some companies, some virus companies out there. I can't remember the symbols, like TDOC or something like that. They were making money. You see them running up like crazy. The people that are kind of connected to the virus, but the whole healthcare industry is down. It said, hello, I'm new to investing. So am I with your crash? As Tamika said, you're new to investing? If you're new to investing, this is actually a good time to start. Not all the way a good time, but there's nothing wrong with getting started with slowly starting to dollar cost average. He said, I think after this mess over, companies will be looking at other countries to manufacture. Yes, that's true. Look at these trillion-dollar companies. Just using your head, if you had a trillion-dollar company and your manufacturer starts to trip, it's just like, look at these billion-dollar football, basketball teams. When they have one player, let's use a player like Antonio Brown, right? Antonio Brown, yes, he was a great asset to have, right, to the NFL. But when he got a little crazy, he got kicked out the league, they found another person to catch the football, and they still had a Super Bowl just fine. Just like anybody, you got that much power, money, and influence, you can just say, hey, you know what? It's just like, oh, look at all these channels on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all this social media. If one person don't want to do something, they'll find another one. You come on, of course. That's just basic economics. You would do that, right? If I have money and I'm looking for a daycare center, and not a daycare, I'm looking for somebody to take care of my son while I go work, and they want somebody's telling me, hey, I'm unable to take care of your son. You think I'm gonna just stop working? No, I'm gonna go find somebody else. Since I have money, I'm gonna go find somebody else that can meet my needs. That's just how the market is going to run. Okay. Okay, so he said, do you hear about Fidelity platform showing zero in people's account during the market drops? People could not sell. Who helped? Wow. Wow, Fidelity. Keith! What's going on, Keith? Keith, how you doing? Okay. No, I didn't hear about Fidelity showing zero. That's pretty crazy. Tamika, I'm with you, but waiting on the market crash. So, Tamika, the thing about it is only a genius can figure out when the market will crash, but we don't know when that crash can happen. This thing could turn around. We could be at 30,000 all-time high by the summer. So I don't like to get into things with timing. I buy a little bit. I don't dump all my eggs in at one time. I buy a little bit. And if it does turn around and crash like crazy, then I buy a lot. I mean, that's just how when I see it get down to 10%, then I'm looking at it. When I see it get down to 20%, then I'm still buying. If it really crashes and people stop trading, that's what I really, really buy. But I don't know when that's going to happen. So since you don't know when that's going to happen, the smartest thing to do is to dollar cost average by little, by little, by little. WG said, thanks about our, thanks for the shout out, man. Should we expect the bounce before the election? I definitely think so. I think we would have spent, I mean, Trump is running off of the election. And then the most important thing that Trump is doing, Trump is electing a Fed chair. Pay attention. Fed chair controls interest rates. Whatever interest, so he's getting to self-elect or appoint a Fed chair. That means that they're going to be most likely in pocket with each other going into this election. So that's the most important thing of his presidency, is electing a Fed chair. He's appointing a Fed chair. I think they're going through Senate or whatnot. And going into that, that's a very powerful move with somebody who's an economical person, the Fed chair. Okay, let me get into two more questions. I got to get out of here. I got an appointment I got to get to. How is it that after the market is closed or pre-market that you see price changes with stock? How is that possible if the market is closed? Okay, when the market closes, there's something called after-hours trading that goes into. So the market closes at 4 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. Until 6 o'clock, there's something called after-hours trading. You can do after-hours trading too. You have to request it. So, and then there's something called pre-market. The market opens up at 9:30, but 2 hours before the market, people trade the market in the pre-market, just like futures. That's what you hear them say. Dow Jones futures are up or down, pointing down, because people can pre-market and after-market trade, but it's only for experienced traders, and you can do that with E-Trade. I think I got a video that show you how to do that. So that's what you're seeing, Keish Keish. Amber Moe, thank you for sharing. I've been following the market and your live videos all week. Thank you. Thank you. Max B, what's going on? He said the coronavirus is like Ebola. Remember when Ebola broke out and it just disappeared in the weekend? You know, he said, got it. And think about it, when everybody's selling, like everybody's selling off, everybody's getting rid of their Apple, everybody's getting rid of their Microsoft. I'm the guy over there in the trash can like this, like, oh, okay. You don't want this? Okay. All right. Okay. That's me, right? I'm the guy digging in the trash can when everybody's selling. But we haven't hit that point yet. But yeah, take advantage. Be greedy when everybody else is fearful. We see the market drop down some more. I'm buying some of everything. I'm not going crazy, but I'm getting a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. Daryl says, real good info, my guy. You a big help. Thanks, man. I'm glad I can help. He said, let me take some of that Burke and Amazon. Yeah, I'm like, hey, if I see that Costco's drop, okay, I'll take some of that. Because these are trillion-dollar companies. It doesn't matter. I told you, if you have a bunch of, imagine if you make $1 million a week and you need a babysitter and your babysitter calls out sick, what are you going to do? Are you just going to stop making your $1 million a week? Or are you going to find somebody else that can babysit your children? You're going to find somebody else that can babysit your children. It's called natural selection. You're just going to, the market would adjust itself. You will find somebody else. Heck, if Apple said, hey, we need somebody to make iPhones, I will figure out how to start making them. Common sense, right? Common sense. All right, this is the last question. Ghost Hunter said, Pepsi is looking good and Bank of Khazar is a buy. I dumped my moderate ticker MRN in the morning for $33 or whatnot, right? So me, I told y'all, I'm like an Apple. I'm like a Microsoft. Those are my two big ones right there. Those are the FANG. Those are trillion-dollar companies that are just hitting a little slide right now. But y'all hit that thumbs up button. I got to get out of here. I would love to talk to y'all, but I got to get out of here. I got an appointment to get to, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. So remember, be greedy when others are fearful, and it's not about what you bring in. It's about what you take out. Be good to people. Be good to yourself. Peace.